Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Straight talk from the docs, Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike at 34 past the hour. Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Don't forget another Real Age tip of the week for hour number two before the end of the show here today. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, somebody someplace is selling bottled air. And how much is this person selling? Let's find out from Dr. Ginsberg. Bottled air? I never thought bottled water would sell. Is bottled air doing well?
I know. Take a sip of some air. It is. They've sold 8 million cans of it in the Beijing area. There's a businessman, a Chinese businessman tycoon, who is capitalizing on the horrible air quality.
Now, how big are these bottles?
It looks like a soda pop can. It looks like a can of Pepsi or Coke.
So it's a 12-ounce can? That doesn't do you very good. You got to breathe the whole thing in. You breathe it out in the same bag so you can get some more CO2, but at least you'll get clean air.
I know, Mike. Yeah, no, it's more of a gimmick, and it's more of an attention raiser. It's marketing to try to raise awareness and a movement against the horrible air quality. So the guy is an environmentalist, and he's concerned about his kids, and so he's doing this to raise money for environmental causes. So it's actually quite interesting that you could have a gimmick that makes bad air seem so ridiculous. You have to sell clean air in a can to make people wake up. But that's what he's trying to do in China. Now, we had horrible air. For example, Los Angeles and Mexico City. These are major Western cities that had horrible air quality. And they had to do the hard work of cleaning up the auto pollution and improving air quality that way. And Los Angeles isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than Beijing. Improvements are possible. And because of Los Angeles, I'll tell you, that emission controls around the rest of the country are tighter because car companies want to sell cars in California, so they've got emission controls that work better all around the place. If Beijing cracked down, if the city father of Beijing passed a rule that said all cars have to be clean with good emission controls, that would probably benefit all of China. It would make cars more expensive, though. And right now, China is not concerned as much with the environment and their lungs as they're concerned about the price of everything. So they're selling air in a can.
Have you heard about these oxygen bars? Everybody goes to these oxygen bars in major cities like New York City. People take hits of oxygen.
Yeah, that's different. That's dangerous, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, that people are looking to get an oxygen high, to get extra oxygen to the brain, which will theoretically make you function a little bit clearer. But, you're also oxidizing your lungs. You're oxidizing your red blood cells. And it's putting more of an oxygen stress on your body to get that rush, that hit of oxygen. So I would say that most places, in Beijing, maybe you could use an oxygen hit, but or people who have a poor respiratory function, when you're older and you're on an oxygen machine, you're forcing oxygen into your blood. But these oxygen bars, I don't think, are a good idea.
Well, yeah, bartenders at bars aren't supposed to give you another drink if they think you're getting drunk. Is it any? Do they control the amount of oxygen you can take? Do they tell you you've had enough and then you've got to go or no more?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't frequent these places. I don't know if they would know if you're overdosed.
Yeah.
You don't start staggering out.
No, that's awful. One of the top medical news stories of the week we had, Gary, is one you have on your list today, and it's all about fake pot and what are the dangers of fake pot.
Yes, exactly. Marijuana has been illegal for a long time. It's become a little bit more legalized, but there had been for a while a legal version of marijuana called, basically synthetic marijuana, and it looked like potpourri. It was herbs. You could buy it at a quote-unquote head shop, and it wasn't illegal until 2012 because it had been associated with seizures and other kinds of psychiatric disorders, hallucinations. So the government made it illegal, but you could still obviously buy it on the black market. Well, now for the first time, it's been associated with kidney damage. 16 cases across 6 states have been traced back to fake weed, fake pot. And so now whatever they're spiking it with, there are some cannabinoids in it. So it's these herbs that they lace with cannabinoids, like THC is the active ingredient in marijuana, but they're also lacing it with other psychoactive chemicals. And in this case, nobody's identified what the kidney toxicant is, but there is something that is damaging to the kidneys if you smoke this material. And so now it's even more dangerous. And, you know, I haven't done this show, talked about street drugs, but this is a classic case of young people. The age group here is 15 to 33 that's been damaged by the fake pot. And street drugs, besides being potentially addictive and getting you into trouble if you drive and all that, you know, that you never know. There's no quality control. You never know what these things are being laced with. And I don't quite care if they call it ecstasy or PCP or this stuff is called spice. Fake pot might be called spice. Whatever they're calling it, you don't know what you're getting. So, you know, good luck to your kidneys, to your liver, and whatever else.
Hey, Dr. Mike, two stories left on Gary's list. What do you like, pharma and rivers or stuffed animals?
I like both of them, but pharmas and rivers with Valium. What do we do about it?
Well, let me tell you about the research they did. Because this river in Sweden is known to have a lot of outfalls on it, and some measurements have been made about anti-anxiety drugs being relatively high. So, and of course, fish are swimming in these rivers. And when you swim past an outfall, a sewage outfall, you're getting a pretty good dose of whatever human beings are excreting. So the Swedish researchers, they looked at, well, what is the effect on fish if we expose them to the kinds of levels of oxazepam? Now, oxazepam is a lot like Valium. It's in the same class, anti-anxiety drug. So they dosed them with a really high dose and then a low dose that was a little bit higher than what they get in the river. And the fish, instead of not having anxiety, it's almost like they were ramped up and became hyper. They swam faster, they were more aggressive, and they had the munchies. They ate more. They were ravenous. So it clearly, the researchers said these animals, these fish, were like different beasts, different organisms altogether on this drug. So this does have implications for wild fish in rivers on where there's outfalls, and what's it doing to their behavior. And, you know, as we fill up the world more and more with sewage, which as there's more people, more population pressure, as there's more droughts and our rivers become more heavily full of recycled water, which is a euphemism for what us humans are putting out, the pharmaceutical levels could get higher and could affect fish populations more. What can we do about it? Well, the main thing that the researchers are looking at is making our sewage treatment plants more effective at neutralizing all the pharmaceuticals that we're excreting. So we're going to continue taking pharmaceuticals, and we're going to continue putting them into sewage treatment plants. There's going to continue to be outfalls, but the sewage treatment plants have to do a better job of neutralizing what's coming out of us.
All right, we'll have to give folks a reason to listen to next week's segment. We'll hold off the stuffed animal story coming up till next week. When Dr. Gary Ginsberg checks in, what's toxic, what's not, the website whatstoxic.com, Dr. Gary Ginsberg's website. Coming up after the break, it'll be Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. And before the end of the show today, don't go away, because it's another Real Age Tip of the Week from Dr. Mike Royson. Streaming at RadioMD.com and GabRadio.com, UDocs@gmail.com on the email for Dr. Mike's answers to your email questions. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson.